From KRCB Public Radio, I'm Mark Prell with the California Update. Prison guards and parole agents in California have been accused of numerous crimes in a new report, from murder solicitations to rape. But the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation says the numbers need to be put in perspective. From Sacramento, Katie Orr reports.
A parole agent asked one parolee to kill another. A security chief in a juvenile facility had a sexual relationship with several wards. These are just two of the 278 cases reviewed in a new report from the Office of the Inspector General. The office regularly reviews cases already being investigated by the Corrections Department's Internal Affairs Division. Terry Thornton is with the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation.
The vast majority of CDCR employees are hardworking and professional. You know, no system is perfect, and we vigorously investigate any allegations of staff misconduct.
Thornton says 46,000 people work in the Corrections Department. Of the 278 cases reviewed, just 2% involve sexual misconduct. In Sacramento, I'm Katie Orr.
A bill intended to prevent a repeat of last year's California State Park scandal is passed in Assembly Committee. The measure would require department heads at state agencies to sign financial reports under penalty of perjury. It would also require that those reports be posted on agency websites within 5 days. Republican Assembly Member Beth Gaines says her bill would ensure that abuses of government funds aren't hidden or overlooked in the future.
These actions will provide oversight and help regain the public's trust that their money is used for its intended purposes.
Some Democrats raised concerns about the bill's provision to suspend agency heads without pay if financial reports under their responsibility aren't submitted within 30 days. The measure passed on a 7-2 vote, with two Democrats voting no and two others abstaining. It faces a second committee hearing before reaching the Assembly floor. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.